Can you imagine TLC's Waterfalls as a Dixieland song? Scott Bradley did, and his show, Postmodern Jukebox, is coming to the Metro in a performance celebrating not the 2020s, but the 1920s. This is Daisy Hutzel Rodman, managing editor of Omaha Magazine's Content Studios, with your top five Best of Omaha events on KVNO's Arts Today. First up in this month's list, which runs July 25th through August 20th, is Postmodern Jukebox. For those of you who haven't seen them before, the group is known for taking modern pop songs and twisting them into popular styles from other eras, such as bebop or swing. In this particular show, they are focusing entirely on the jazz music of the 1920s. Postmodern Jukebox is going to be at Astral Amphitheater on July 26th. Next up is a show with some of Omaha's finest, including Kathy Tyree. We know and love her, right? Omaha's Queen of Soul is performing a free show with Ananias Montague and others. This is sure to be a show filled with a variety of sounds, from R&B to soul to pop and rock to musical theater, and even some gospel tunes. Kathy Tyree with Ananias Montague and friends are playing in Miller Park on August 3rd. One of my favorite events in Omaha takes place this coming month. Omaha Fringe Festival celebrates the stage arts, from comedy to musicals to one-act plays to dance, and it's coming back to Omaha soon. Some of the shows I'm excited about are a performance of Indian classical dance, a one-act play titled The Cleanup Lady Makes It All Better, and a performance of dance and film about a road trip titled What's the Rush? Omaha Fringe Festival will be held at several venues around town August 8th through 11th. Perhaps you are more interested in mainstream than fringe? If you lived through the 1960s or, like me, are a fan of music from the 1960s and 70s, you will certainly be interested in this next show. The legendary Graham Nash is going to be in Omaha to perform songs and stories from his 60-plus years in show business. Graham Nash, More Evenings of Songs and Stories, will be at the Holland Performing Arts Center on August 9th. Last, I have another opportunity to soak up the summer sun. Co Wetzel is coming to Stir Concert Cove in support of his Damn Near Normal tour. But I have to tell you, this guy is anything but normal. His music has been described as everything from a blend of rock and roll and country to outlaw country and fusing country and grunge. One thing is for certain, he's not just performing in a single style. Co Wetzel is going to be at Stir Concert Cove on August 16th. Whether you like avant-garde theater or live concerts, jazz or pop music, there's a variety of events going on this month. This is Daisy Hutzel Rodman, and that was your top five Best of Omaha events on KVNO's Arts Today.